Now, more than 1,000 Afghan soldiers are reported to have fled to neighbouring Tajikistan as Taliban militants continue their offensive. Most US and other NATO troops have now left the country, and there are concerns that the Afghan military, who was supposed to take over security, will collapse. The Taliban are believed to control almost a third of Afghanistan. Well, joining me now is Mick Mulroy, former United States Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for the Middle East and the Pentagon's former top policy official for the Middle East. Mick Mulroy, good evening.
Good evening. Great to be with you.
Well, thanks so much for joining us tonight. First of all, what do you make about these reports of Afghan soldiers literally fleeing from this Taliban offensive?
So it certainly isn't a good sign. I think that two things happened quicker than most expected. One was the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan, particularly from the Bagram Air Base, which provides enabling support to the Afghan military. The U.S. is no longer there, and the airfield is essentially inoperable. And the second thing that was quicker or more rapid than we expected was this Taliban takeover of territory, which you just mentioned. I think we're up to 120 districts already and seven within the last 24 hours. So I think that this has caused great concern among the ranks of our Afghan partners, the military and the security forces, and that they have no more U.S. enabling support, and that the Taliban seems to be on the move. And as much as war is physical, it's also psychological, and it seems that the Taliban has the psychological advantage right now.
And, I mean, how do you assess what is happening there? I mean, clearly the Taliban are making great strides in terms of the amount of territory that they control. Do you think that this risk that the Afghan forces, which are supposed to be now in charge of security, and of course a lot of them have been trained by US and other foreign troops, do you think though that they're just simply not up to withstanding this Taliban onslaught?
So I think there's varying degrees of capability within the Afghan security forces. And prior to the job that you referenced, I spent a lot of time fighting on the ground in Afghanistan. So I know that several of the units are capable. However, the further you get away from Kabul, some of the units, quite frankly, haven't been given the same level of training and support. Perhaps that's what we're seeing now. I'd like to think that many of the units would be able to go toe-to-toe with the Taliban, even without U.S. Support, and be successful. I think there's a lot of concern that that might not be the case, quite frankly, and we're going to have to see. I certainly hope that the Afghan security forces as a whole are able to successfully defend themselves and their territory against the Taliban, but these first initial stages that we're seeing right now are not good.
It's clearly deeply worrying for the government in Afghanistan and indeed for other countries in the region. Most US and other foreign troops are now out of the country. Given what's happening and the warnings that this kind of thing might happen, do you think that Joe Biden was right to announce that he was pulling out after 20 years?
So I certainly understand the desire of the leadership in the U.S. to end this longest war that we've ever been in. But from my perspective as an analyst and as somebody who fought there, the 3,500 troops that we had that preserved everything that we and our coalition partners, many countries around the world fought so hard to get, was not too much to ask. We had substantially reduced the threat to our forces, the casualties, and of course the corresponding expense to, in our case, the U.S. taxpayer. So I thought that we had gone to a place that was much more right-sized, to use a term preferred by the Pentagon. So I don't think it was the right decision to go down to basically only troops that are now guarding the U.S. embassy. So we no longer are in a combat role. And just with the matter of 2,500 troops, we've now taken ourselves out of the ability to support our Afghan partners and to preserve everything that the international community has built there in over two decades, almost over two decades.
I mean, do you think that there is a risk that everything that was achieved, despite, of course, the huge loss of life in 20 years, could be undone pretty rapidly if the Taliban simply are able to take control of the country again?
I do. I don't think the Taliban is a changed organization. I think they're essentially the same organization, the same group that provided safe haven to Al-Qaeda, which attacked, obviously, the United States on September 11th. 2001. I don't think we should expect anything different if they take back over the country, which means they're going to push it back into their brutal rule. Girls will no longer be allowed to go to school. And a lot of the progress that they've made as a country together with the international community will be undone. And it's quite possible that the Al-Qaeda and now ISIS elements that are in Afghanistan will simply be allowed to plan and execute external attacks against the West. And we won't have the same ability to be able to stop that and protect the countries that they usually target, like the UK, the US, and many areas of Europe.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point of the invasion more than 20 years ago now was to prevent Afghanistan being a base where extremist groups like IS could operate from. I mean, do you think there's a real risk that could now resume?
I do. You know, I understand some of the criticism that perhaps, you know, when we had tens of thousands, not 100,000 forces there, and the international community spent an incredible amount of resources trying to build the country, that perhaps that wasn't the best idea. But I would also argue that that is not where we're at today. Today we only had 3,500 U.S. forces there, and we were able to maintain everything that was gained. I think to your point of your question, if the Taliban takes back over, don't know if that's the case, but if they do, then we can expect Al-Qaeda, whose sole point of existence is to attack the West, will try to do so. And I don't think we want to rely on the Taliban's word that they will stop them from doing that.
And do you think it is realistic that the Taliban could actually regain control of the entire country?
So I do think it's realistic. I don't know if they will be able to do that. As you mentioned in the first questions you asked, we're not seeing a great resistance for some of our Afghan security forces, and that's disheartening, quite frankly. If it keeps going at the speed, at the rapidity that the Taliban is taking back these districts, we could see provinces fall shortly, and then we could see, as you mentioned, they control one-third of the country. Kabul, of course, will be the last holdout because they have international embassies there, and they will be defended by those countries. But if it becomes only Kabul and the rest of Afghanistan, we would be in an untenuous position for the government of Afghanistan. So I hope that's not the case. I hope our Afghan partners can withhold the Taliban. If they cannot, I would hope that the West and my country would rethink the departure of what is actually relatively small amounts of troops that have provided so much support to our Afghan partners.
Do you think there is any realistic prospect of Joe Biden, the Pentagon, other Western countries rethinking that decision? I mean, the withdrawal, as we were mentioning earlier, is pretty much complete. I mean, surely the chances now of President Biden going back on that decision are pretty slim, despite the alarming consequences that could unfold as you've spelt out.
So I think you're probably right. It would be a difficult decision. But from media reports, we've seen that most of the senior leaders were against the withdrawal, whether it was the Central Command commander, the commander on the ground in Afghanistan, General Miller, and I would assume quite a few other people in the administration. The president ultimately makes the decision. He's the commander in chief. But I also think it would be a pretty bold move and show great flexibility on the part of President Biden. If he saw that the decision led to a rapid takeover of the country of the Taliban, and then essentially with this new information, either change his mind, however you politically want to frame it, but reinserted forces because, quite frankly, our Afghan partners, if that was the scenario, weren't ready for our departure. And this is not just to support the Afghan people, which is important of itself, but this is in our own interest. I mean, this is in the U.S. interest. They could pose a substantial external threat to the United States from the, as we already talked about, the Al-Qaeda and ISIS sectors there. And so I think it would be in our own interest, if that happens, that they rethink this decision.
Mick Mulroy, former United States Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for the Middle East, the Pentagon's former top policy official for the Middle East. Thanks so much for talking to us tonight.
Thank you for having me. It was a great discussion.